Hey, everybody. Welcome back for another episode of Miss Michi 101. As you know, this show is to highlight all of our influential entrepreneurs that are making a difference in their community. And these are people that you need to know. Today is no different. Got a great show? My girl, Lisa Jenkins, is joining me today. Hey, Lisa.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. How are you today?
I'm doing good.
Look, we've already gone through our intros, but, you know, very excited to, you know, have you on the show this week. If you all, you know, tune into the Blueprint Live, Lisa Jenkins and her app, the Slip Out app, is actually one of our newest sponsors and, you know, our partners that we're working with. So, you know, I'm just extremely excited to have you on the show today so that we can kind of, you know, delve a little bit more into what it is that you do.
Pleasure to have you.
Absolutely, absolutely. So before we jump into everything for the app, okay, you are an author, you know, you have all of these different hats that you tip off. Walk mm-hmm. me through your journey as far as being an entrepreneur before we get to the Slip Out app.
Okay, I'm a PR consultant, so I have a PR firm. I started about 3 years ago, KRA Communications.
Okay.
So I do PR consulting for small businesses, nonprofit organizations, that kind of thing. Okay. That came out of being a news reporter for about 14 years with the Near West Gazette.
Okay.
And corporate communications. So kind of just trying to find different vehicles in the same communication field,
mm-hmm.
per se. And then in the midst of all of that, I was in an abusive relationship.
Okay.
So I got out of that in 2013.
Okay.
And through the healing of all of that is where I started becoming an author.
Okay.
Because I wrote my first book. Okay. My first book is called How to Get the F Out, which is step-by-step guides to leaving an abusive relationship.
Absolutely.
Yes, because when I left, I didn't have anybody, so I was just doing it by myself.
Okay.
So I just had to, like, list out my, you know, steps I took. And then once I was actually out and saw that it worked, I was like, well, other people can do this too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know. And I mean, you know what? I think that a lot of the times that we hear with, you know, domestic violence situations that, you know, people feel like they don't have anyone that they can turn to, you know, mm-hmm. or any resources. So, you know, when you and I connected with each other, of course, we were kind of at that point where you're, mm-hmm. you know, you were about to launch your app.
Mm-hmm.
What was that turning moment for you where you knew, I need to get this out here, you know, I mean, outside of writing the book, when did you know that you wanted to start the app?
That's funny. Okay, so with me, I get these ideas and it kind of goes real fast after that.
Okay.
So I want to say.
Me too.
So, guilty. Right. Right. Yeah, it's very guilty. And it's like, we can't control it. You know, right. If something right. comes over us and then we just fly with it. So the first book was in 2015, and since then I recently released my fourth book. So I've done four books since I've been out.
Come through, Lisa.
Thank you. In the course of those writing those books, are kind of me putting the pieces together how I end up in the abusive relationship. So kind of fixing the pieces in reverse.
Okay.
Kind of thing. That led to me being in grad school to be a mental health counselor, which is a total change of career.
Yeah.
So I guess in the pursuit of like the books and helping people through like toxic relationships, dysfunctional homes, that kind of thing, I figured I needed a degree to really help people the way I want to help people.
Exactly.
Because all the things I went through alone because I didn't have support and I don't want other people to do that.
Okay.
To have to do that if they don't want to, you know what I mean? Like it's hurtful and it's hard to do it by yourself. Most time it's best to do it by yourself, but the after part, like when you're trying to heal, you need people. So I want to be that for people.
You know, it's always when, I mean, you know, with situations like that or anything, it's like when the dust settles, that's when you find that you need the most support.
Yes.
And it's like
yes.
everybody is around you initially with mm-hmm. things going on, but never when it's just like, okay, I've come to a place of calm, but it's like, I still need some assistance
yes.
at this point.
Yes, you know? Absolutely. So the app, I believe I thought about the app, I want to say maybe around June or June, around that time. I was like, hey, I want to do an app. And I started doing research, found out how expensive it was. And I said, yeah, no, it's not going to work.
Right.
And then I came across building apps without code, because I'm totally not technical. That's why I write.
Okay.
And so that's not going to work if I have to do code. We're going to have to find something else. So once I figured out I was able to actually do it, then I took a lot of the stuff in my books, in my story, to build the app, kind of putting all the pieces together. Because again, like you said, after the dust settles, then what?
Right.
You know what I mean?
I personally downloaded the app, of course, when it was first on the store for Android. Yes, y'all, I have an Android. Mind you,
Android is life.
I love it. I don't have an iPhone, but I downloaded it on there, and what I loved about it was that, I mean, everything. If you go, first off, you all should be downloading the app anyway, because we tell y'all every Thursday to download the Slip Out app.
Right.
But if you haven't already, it really breaks down. And the fact that you told me and you shared that it kind of came from the steps by steps with your book.
Mm-hmm.
It all makes sense on the app. And I mean, there's resources there, things that you could read. Another thing that I found very interesting was that it seemed to also provide support for people who were not directly involved, but that were actually supporting someone that was trying to remove themselves from a domestic violent relationship.
Yeah, I kind of, in the midst of this, and as I say, it's kind of like I started, but I didn't have control over it, so I didn't know where it was going to evolve to.
Right.
But I do want it, yes, the focus is domestic violence victims, but I want it to, because we all have some toxic stuff in our lives.
Yes,
it could be your job, it could be anything, the clothes you wear, the where you live, whatever. And I just want to be a resource for everybody if they need it.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Yeah, no, I mean, I definitely felt like that even if you were not personally afflicted, that you can still have value with the app, because unfortunately, and Lisa, when we first, kind of talked about our partnership on the show, on the Blueprint Live, I was speaking with my co-host T, and we all know someone that has been in an abusive relationship. I mean, even if it wasn't always physical, there may have been some emotional and mental things that were going on where it's just like, we've all ran into at least one person, even if you didn't know them personally.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt like that it can kind of help you look out for how you can protect these people that are going through it.
Yes, love that. That's the response I was going for. Yes, for sure.
Would you say, because I know a lot of the times, and I don't know if you've experienced this in business, but it seems like that when as women, when we put, when we advertise things that we have going on, it just mainly goes for women, right? It seems like it's immediately targeted to them.
Mm-hmm.
We know that men also experience it too. So do you, from your perspective, can they find great value in the app as well?
I hope they can, because I did create it with them in mind, because I do know that's a population that's abused also. I mainly speak of women because I'm a woman. That's what I know.
I definitely
acknowledge that men are being abused, and I want them to be able to use it also.
Yeah. Most definitely. Well, I thank you for just sharing everything with the app. I've told you from the time that we started talking about it that I think that it's a great idea. I mean, look, Lisa was so, she's like, I didn't know initially like what it was. And that I wanted to applaud you on that, definitely on the show, because it's just like, y'all don't show your hand all the time. Okay. Make sure that you have things solidified and you have it going on. And Lisa did just that, but it's been, very nice to just kind of see the rollout of everything.
I'm
happy for you. Like, every time I was sending her emojis, like, how you try to send it, like, I'm just trying to relay how excited I am.
You definitely helped me, because in that time period where it was a delay, I had to go back a couple times with Apple to get it approved, and I was getting real discouraged, but I was like, no, I just kept. So your message definitely helped, because I was like, maybe it's just meant to be greater than what it is.
Right.
And because of that, it is, because a lot of the stuff I had to add to it in that 2 or 3 weeks that wasn't originally there. So I'm very thankful for that,
able to give them more.
Yep. I definitely was able to give a lot more. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No, it's exciting, Lisa. I just give yourself a pat on the back. Okay.
Thank you.
Now, of all of the things that you've done in business so far, what would you say was your biggest accomplishment?
I won't say the app because it's so brand new. But I want to say becoming an author, because okay. I've always been in communications, but I never wanted to like be in communications like that, because I'm like, I'm not telling my story to the world. Like, who does that? Like,
they don't deserve that.
Right. Like, no. And then the funny thing is, I used to think I didn't have a story because I wasn't like getting beat all the time. It was like, mainly emotional and mental. So I didn't think I had a story, because all the stories you hear are stories of physical. But yeah. Then through the healing, I was like, no, I actually do have a story. It's just written out of, from a different pen. That's all.
Absolutely.
So that's how I did the books. Basically all of my books are kind of like in the self-help format. Mm-hmm. Because for me, it's not in what happened, it's how I got out of it and healed from it. So that's, for me, that's where my story is.
Lisa, having gone through that, if there was, you know, a young lady that was, you know, happens to come across our interview, you know, what would be one piece of advice, or just one, just some type of inspiration that you could pass to that young lady if she was going through the same thing that you had gone through?
I would say it starts with loving yourself. I didn't love myself for a real long time because I didn't know how.
Right.
And so I think that led to a lot of the things that I've experienced, because I didn't have love for me. So a lot of things I mistook love, you know, I mistook other things for love, and it wasn't. So I didn't have a clear understanding of what loving me looked like. So for anybody who's in that situation, for me, that's where it started. So I would advise you to, you know, start loving yourself, go within yourself, and figure out who you are and what you want. And then from there, your path will become clear.
Lisa is dropping gems for y'all. Y'all better get in tune, okay? No, I mean, it's real. I think that that's, I mean, even if it's not at a level where it's reached abuse, if you, mm-hmm. you know, if they're cheating on you, if they're doing things that you know yeah. it goes against your value system mm-hmm. of what it is that you can accept and what you're comfortable with, you right. gotta love yourself enough to know, like, you know what, I can walk away from this and there's better out there for me.
Right.
Or if at minimum, it's not this.
Right, exactly, right.
Absolutely.
They have to. You have to be okay with being by yourself. Being by yourself is okay.
Yeah, it really is. It's a word. it's a whole vibe, you know. Yeah. I mean, and it's necessary, because it's just like, you know, I don't know. I see. I've ran into in my time, Lisa, like women that, you know, they'll like leave kind of like one trash situation and then jump into another one.
Absolutely.
Like, there's never any time for them to really just kind of stop. Like you said, kind of get into yourself and
yes.
see, what do I like? What do I need? You know, yes. what do I desire in this lifetime? And mm-hmm. it's always replacing it with another person. And it's
right.
like,
and it's just further hurting yourself.
Right.
So like you said, you're bouncing, like we can all bounce from person to person. That's what we want to do.
Correct.
But you have to make a conscious effort, because again, that you're not healing. You're just, like you said, taking one trash thing you're carrying your trash bags with you from house to house.
Absolutely.
And they're getting bigger
bag
and bigger as you go. Right. Absolutely. And again, they're getting bigger and bigger as you go. So you have to take that time for yourself. It's okay, again, to be by yourself.
That's right. Ooh, Lisa, look, they wasn't ready for that.
They weren't. They were not.
That's okay. That you going to receive a word today. Now,
right. Absolutely. That's all I got to say. That's what I'm saying. It's okay to be by yourself. Cause I see it all the time. And it's men and women.
I'm like, do you not know how to like be
by yourself? They don't. And I don't know. I'm an only kid. So I don't know if that's why I won't say it's easy for me, but I'm okay with it. And I know the benefits of it. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, and again, I don't have, you know, I can make a choice today if that's what I want to do, but I choose me.
That's right. Lisa, look. All right. Yeah. Well, we have to be out real quick, but I think that was really important. And I thank you for sharing, because, you know, a lot of the times people have to see and hear sound advice from someone that has walked that path before. So I think it is really important to share. So, you know, I thank you for that.
Thank you.
Jumping back in a little bit, you know, with my show, Ms. Michi One-on-One, you know, we focus on like that journey that you go through. So mm-hmm. I want to know, in your time, you know, whether if it was before you started your business up until now, what have been some challenges that you've run into with your business?
Going into business, I'm sure you know too, like, you know, you people want your service, then when you quote them with that price, it's different. Story.
They go ghost.
You know, right. They go ghost. And you're like, and you think to yourself, well, I thought my prices were pretty reasonable because you understand, you know, small businesses might not have a lot of money, but you're still gonna pay me for my time.
Exactly.
So for me, that's my biggest thing. And that's not always an issue. I'm very thankful for the times it's not. People just, you give them a price, they like, okay, let me cash app you, sell you, whatever.
Right, and right. Like, which one, what payment method do you take?
Right, exactly. When that's the question, I love it. But when it's that, or like if someone refers them, I didn't think I had to pay because I was referred, like, that doesn't make any good sense. Like, do you go in Macy's and anything with that? Like, no.
Right.
So
that's now, I've never heard that one, Lisa. I don't know. That's a little trifling.
Right. So I think that's like my biggest, like, you have to like know your worth and just, I mean, cause I'm guilty of it too. I would feel a certain way sometimes, like, well, maybe I should cut this or maybe I should cut that. But I mean, no, it's my time.
That's right.
That I'm taking to do this.
And as we know, with everything that's going on in our current climate, time is of the essence. I mean, you know, everybody is not getting the time that they thought that they were. Tomorrow isn't promised. So it's like, you can't say, oh yeah, I'll cut this down and then I'll increase it at a later time, when, you know, let's be honest, going into business, a lot of the times we start off real small.
Yes, absolutely.
Until we realize how taxing it is on us, you know, and then it's just like, okay, we got to step it up. But at that point, it's like, you've already conditioned people to, that's on the lower end of things. And it's like, we got to raise it up. We're raising it up at this
point. Yes, absolutely. And that's what I've been focusing on. Like, I give my price, and if it's not for them, it's just not for them. And you just have to be, again, you have to be okay with things like that.
That's,
you know, all business isn't good business or meant for you to do business. So
that's a word. Okay. Okay. How would you say that you stay motivated?
That is a good question. Especially nowadays, it's really, motivation is kind of hard to find nowadays, just because our climate kind of thing. I guess I just trying to stay focused and wanting to help people, I guess. I say that.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a struggle. You know, my personal motivation, I still want to be able to help people. And I know in order to do that, I got to keep moving.
That's what keeps me going, too. I mean, you know, with the Blueprint Media Company and everything, it was started to showcase others. You know, I felt like that my particular journey was it wasn't so much as about me and just, you know, kind of pubbing myself, but it, what can I do to, you know, help situate others, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's just like, if I'm a media platform and you come on, you know, I mean, we've seen it all the time. People blow up and, you know, but they supported their local, you know, businesses and things of that sort, and everybody kind of rooted for them. That was really the goal. So it's like, some days, I'll be honest, Lisa, I don't feel like doing the stuff every time, or, you know, even when the show comes up, I'm just like, whew, I've had a long day, you know, but it's just like, you find that last little oomph, because it's like, when you're doing it in service of others, it changes the perspective of
it. It definitely does. Once, like you say, when you first looking at it, you're like, do I really have to do that today? But then once you get in it and, like, you know, you get the energy off somebody else, you're like, oh, okay, this is why
I can do this.
Exactly. I can deal with it. I, you know, go another day, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No, that's real. It's just like, okay, like I can do this. I'm gonna get through.
I got it.
Right. Well, I wanna know. Look, where are we going with this? What can you say is the biggest lesson that you learned on your road of being an entrepreneur?
I guess biggest lesson is maybe be true to myself. I guess maybe that's my biggest lesson. To maybe be unapologetically me.
Okay.
Like, state what I want, go after what I want, and don't be like ashamed of that.
Okay.
I heard someone, I think it was Valley Jarrett, said, if people don't know who you are, how can they accommodate you?
Oh, that is great.
Right. When I saw it, I was like, let me rewind this and write this down.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? So if you don't say who you are, how can anybody know what you do, or, you know, how to help
you about
you, kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I was gonna wrap that up, but I wanna know. And it's not even to be nosy, but just for real. Were there some times where you felt like that you couldn't be yourself?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. While I was in the abusive relationship, for sure.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I, you know, that's definitely a tough one. Mm-hmm. You know, having to deal with that with someone that, you know, like you love and care about. Mm-hmm. And, you know, but it's the crazy part about it is that a lot of entrepreneurs that I've talked to, at some point in their journey, they felt like they had to suppress themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, but when you kind of realize that that's what you're doing, it opens up a whole nother door.
It does.
You know, it's it just does. Like, why am I dealing with this?
Yeah. You know? Right. Exactly.
That's real. Well, you know, before you get on out of here, you gotta, you know, if we had you in front of a group of aspiring entrepreneurs, what piece of advice would you give them?
I would say work your gift.
Yes. Oh, that's great, Lisa. See, she look, you didn't just drop all these little gems. I just need to put diamonds right on the bottom. Like, Lisa is dropping gems today.
I say work your gift. And that's the tagline from my brother, Franklin Law's Arts. He's an artist in Texas.
Okay. Yep. Shout out to him. Yep. He'll be I'm sure.
Yes.
Well, you know what? Can you just let my viewers know how they can follow you, support you, how they can download the app, give them all of the deets.
Okay, I'm on Facebook and Instagram at The Slip Out. And on Facebook, The Slip Out app, and on Instagram, just The Slip Out. The app is available for free download on Google Play and Apple Store now. So go ahead, download it, share it, tell everybody you know about it, because everybody needs this app.
Absolutely. You recently asked a question, and I did share it onto the Blueprint Media Company's page as far as if we like those affirmations and things that come through. So mine, they come through at like a little bit of a different time because like I have my phone kind of, I've been needing some do not disturb time. But needless to say, when they do pop up, very meaningful messages. You know, like I said, I think that anyone, you don't necessarily like, please don't think that the Slip Out app is just that you can't download. This is for everybody, okay?
Yes.
But and it's definitely got something that you can, you know, everyone can relate to. And, you know, so I love the messages that popped up. I didn't put anything, I didn't share nothing on the comment because I was like, I'm just going to tell her when we do our show. But no, I definitely like it. And it's, you know, refreshing. And I just wish you much continued success with the app.
Thank you so much.
You know, we're going to promo it for you because I don't partner with any other businesses if I don't like believe in that mission because that's being phony. You don't want to do that. So
you immediately
told me about what was going on. I'm like, yes, like we, yes.
I was like, okay, let me tell her a little bit what I can and then, you know, keep her, you know, in the loop of the process and then, you know, we'll see what happens. But
I'm excited. I thank you for working with us too, you know, myself and Miss Tia Chanel. Look, she ain't here today, but as you can see, that's her little space. But we immediately, even when I told T, she was just like, she's like, Michi, that's awesome. You know, like, yes, we got to pub the heck out of this app. So everybody, if you're watching, you better download it. Everything's going to be hyperlinked. So if you got an iPhone, Android, any type of Play Store, go and get this app.
Yes, go get it right now.
Absolutely. Lisa, I want to thank you so much for joining me on Ms. Michi 101. It's been a pleasure. And again, I'm just so happy for you.
Yes, thank you.
Absolutely. Well, you all, you know it's your girl, Ms. Michi, and I'm signing out. You can follow me on all social platforms at Ms. Michi, M-Z-M-E-T-C-H-I. I know you see it, okay? Also, make sure that you're following the Blueprint Media Company on Facebook and Instagram at the BP Media Co. And, you know, tune in with us. We'll have another guest next week, but you all make sure that you support Lisa, okay? Go and follow all of her pages. Everything will be hyperlinked to this video, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye, guys.